Message number 90. New revelations floods in France this summer. Sunday, May 22, 2011 at 14:30. My dearly beloved daughter, the revelation given to you on the 18th March 2011 at midnight that the volcanic eruption in Iceland would occur in May has now taken place. You may wonder why you were so shocked when this happened as foretold. So I will explain. Although most of your doubts have been dispelled regarding the authenticity of my communications with you, there was still a fear on your part that you were not discerning these prophecies correctly. You must rise now with confidence and let me allay your fears. Move now and publish without hesitation other events I have revealed to you. By doing this, more people will understand that it is I, Jesus Christ, who now commands the attention that is required to help save souls. When these prophecies are confirmed, there will be little doubt in the hearts of my followers of their authenticity. Yet the hardened soul who refuses to believe and who will always provide a logical response when they witness the truth will still not be convinced. Floods in France, heat wave in Turkey? Hear me now. Floods will occur in the south of France this summer. A heat wave will take place in Turkey. Other ecological events which will cause disarray include an earthquake in England, but not immediately, some of which will impact on other European states. Expect a rise in sea levels in the Mediterranean which will shock everyone. Earthquakes will also be felt in Norway and in South America. I will, my daughter, reveal other events to you, but with only one motive in mind. That is to convert my children. If and when they accept that I speak to them through you, then this will bring me joy. I have no wish to frighten my children, but these events will continue to escalate in the world as part of the great chastisement ahead. They are a necessary part in the battle against the deceiver. Pray now, my children, to dilute and avert these events, because prayer is extremely powerful as a means of pardon. Go now in peace. Do not be afraid to publish these prophecies, for they will occur. Your Savior, Jesus Christ.